Well, the reason I come back to here was because I didn't have a very good education. I left school when I was 14, you know. In those days, it's not like now that the parents didn't ask you had your homework, and they weren't able to help with your homework because they weren't very educated themselves. I didn't get my primary certificate in school, which is the same as a junior cert. You needed some sort of qualification to get a job. And I was fiddling around with jobs for years and years until I ended up getting a job, which was only a labouring job, but it was a good job, and I was able to get through life without any problems. But when I retired, because I'm 17 years now retired, I was reading an article from the church, and I said, "Would you like to go back to school and try and learn things? Would you like to learn the things that you didn't learn in school?" So I come back here. I think I come back here that 2004 or 2006, and then I'm long gone here, you know. But come back and I got the junior cert here, you know, and I got one for computers. And I also done one which wasn't belong to the school, it was outside the school. I just want to go back to school because I always felt inferior. I knew myself that, you know, that I wasn't good at school and I lacked a lot of things. The only thing I can say was, which is, never had any problems with English. From an early age, I could read. Very good at spelling and that, but my weaker subject was maths. Could never get my mind around maths at all, you know. Thank God the kids don't follow me. They all done well. I come back here and I was in the maths class. That was the first class I'd done, and I was terrified, actually terrified, because I didn't know my tables, I'm being honest with you, you know. So the Alice was her name, she gave me the table thing, you know. That I know, she said, yeah, you only have to look for it and then turn it upside down, you know. Oh, yeah, I was in an awful state. So I took her home and I had the dog at the time. I used to bring the dog for a walk every morning, and I kept repeating the tables every morning. And that teacher, when she was going around schools, she always quoted my story about when I walked the dog, I learned the tables. And believe it or not, now I still walk every morning with a friend of mine. I still repeat the tables going around the park. When I was a young lad in after school, I used to come in Mercer with my mother, and there was one pub they used to call it Cherry Dwarves. Brenda Breen used to go there regularly. There was great shops in it, like you had Woolworths in it. If you look at Henry Street now, there's no comparison with the shops that was there then, you know. In Mercer, where my mother was, they had stalls. Or they had stores for putting the goods in at night time when you were finished. And that's what I used to do. They used to have these three-wheel carts, you know, one wheel in the front and two on the back, with the basket thing. And you put all the stuff in it and you push it into the stores and you put it away for the night time. And around that area now, there was where the ILAC Centre is now, they were all markets. You used to call it the Lime Yard. It was a slaughterhouse. The slaughterhouse was exactly where the ILAC Centre is now. And there was an awful lot of stalls. They sold second-hand clothes and second-hand shoes. Now, you wouldn't believe it now. They used to sell well because people didn't have the money like they have nowadays, you know. People go in there to buy second-hand shoes, using their second-hand clothes. There was a singer there, a fellow named Tony Kenny. Well, his parents owned a clothes store. I don't remember living in we came from Darcy Street, where that big hotel is now, and we moved out to Whitehall in 1938. I was born in 1936. There wasn't any buses, the trams used to run up as far as Griffith Avenue, and they had to walk from Griffith Avenue up to Whitehall until there. Imagine the bad weather, you know. It's sad now to look at it, you know. There's some great characters in it, right? There was one fella I knew for years and years. His name was Con Leeson, and his mother went away to America. And he was born, but when she came home, the grandmother took him over, and they run the stall right on the corner of Henry Street. It's a clothes shop now, it's a woman's shop, that's where they were. But Con never worked a day in his life, but if ever there was any meetings, you know, the horse meetings down at the other, he would always be in the winner's circle. Never worked a day in his life, but he had the best of stuff, the best of clothes and all that, you know. There's great characters in there, you know, but they're all gone now, there's nobody left. I still have a niece down in Mercy. Now, she's only in her 60s now, you know. I'm still learning. You'll always learn. No matter how much you think you know, you never know more. You can advise anybody, even if you are sort of an educator. It's like a club. You get to know people and you have like a good laugh and joke. And we often go out now with Mary and then we go to different places. It's great. I would advise anybody to come back to adult education. I wouldn't give her up now, you know. It'll give me up first, you know. I might be the best student, but I try, you know. That's what it's all about, getting in and trying, you know.